had lots of art supplies, but her most important art supply wasn't something to draw or paint with. It was a hat. Not just any old hat, but a big black beret, the kind of hat that lots of great artists wear. Before Bridget made any kind of art, she'd put on her beret and adjust it until it looked just right. It had to have that certain je ne sais quoi. She had no idea what that meant, but she knew all great artists wearing a loud plaid sport jacket. The polyester pants were primary Crayola green. His short black hair was slicked back from a thin triangular face. He had always reminded me of a bit player from a gangster movie, the kind that sells information, runs errands, and is expendable. Of course, now that Willie was a vampire, the expendable part didn't count anymore, but he was still selling information and running errands. But weighs nearly 200 pounds. Once she and my aunt had found their places, two rows behind the table where he sat with his court-appointed attorney, his godmother became as immobile as a great stone or as one of our oak or cypress stumps. She never got up once to go get water or go to the bathroom down in the basement. She just sat there staring at the boy's clean-cropped hair.